Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Praise God for the foundation that has been laid for us. Thank the Lord for all of His mercy and for all that He has revealed to us and all that He's done for us through our Savior. Thank God. Thank God we have a foundation to stand upon. Well, as usual, I come into a Sunday morning and I feel my weakness. Isn't that a surprise? How the Lord reminds us how much we need Him. And, I've had thoughts on my mind and just wrestled with them. And, you know, the devil does everything he can to interfere, doesn't he? If we're serving the Lord and looking to Him, the devil's going to throw in everything he can. But I praise God for His faithfulness. I praise Him for His goodness. You know, it's like we said last week, a lot of times what we need is just the basics of Christian living and the foundation that we stand upon. Well, we never get away from that. But also, I believe God wants us to remind us about the context in which we serve Him. That is this world and its condition. And the fact that He has called us not just to serve Him in the world, but in this particular time in history. And I believe the Lord, along with, you know, how it works and the foundation that He's laid for us, He also wants us to understand the times and be ready. And, we've had services that have focused on that recently, like not just be ready, but getting ready. And being an honest appraisal of what's happening. And somehow my mind has gone back to 2 Thessalonians, truths that we have looked at in the past, but I'm trusting the Lord will not only make it fresh, but emphasize what He wants to emphasize. Okay? Paul was ministered to the Thessalonian church, and he was led there in the course of, I think it was his second missionary journey, somewhere along in there. And he went to the city of Thessalonica, and as his custom was, you'll read this in Acts 17, I'm not going to turn there, but he went to the Jewish synagogue. Everywhere he went, if there was a Jewish synagogue, he went there first and announced the gospel, which was exactly the right thing to do. And then he went for three consecutive Sabbaths, so that's three Saturdays in a row, he ministered. And so this was a period of, what does that make, 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. And then the people in the synagogue didn't want to hear it anymore. Some of them did, and they followed him, and a whole bunch of other people from the Gentile population began to gather to him. We are not told how long he was there, but it wasn't long. Weeks, maybe. And then persecution was raised up against him, and they met at night and sent him out of the city, was it Barnabas or Silas, I think, was with him at this point. And so he was only there a short time and raised up this church. I mean, we think about what it takes to raise up a church. I'll tell you, if the Lord's with you and in it, and He is really making Himself known, that's what it takes. We don't need methods. We don't need anything that comes from, that originates in us. We need Him to sovereignly work. And God had a people that He had known from the foundation of the world. They were some of the ones that Jesus went to that cross about. Praise God. And you go back to 1 Thessalonians, which I won't do, but Paul is rejoicing in the fact that the word came with power and conviction. And that there was a real, there was a genuine, obviously divine work that had been accomplished in their hearts. So I'm just going to read this and trust the Lord to stop and focus on what He wants to. I have a central thought that we'll get to. But anyway, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, this is 2 Thessalonians, the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. I tell you what, church growth, this is the kind of growth the Lord's looking for. You can have numbers and have nothing. But I'll tell you, if you've got people that have more and more of the Lord and it's evident in their lives, don't worry, the numbers will come. The Lord can add to the church daily those who are being saved like he did in Acts. But this is the kind of church growth that the Lord is looking for. Is your faith growing? I'll tell you, God is going to institute situations and needs in our lives where the only answer is to go to God and say, oh God, I need you. And I'm trusting in you. I'm going to exercise faith in the face of adversity, and my faith is going to get stronger. And the Lord knows what we're going to need and what circumstances we will face. As we've said many times, he's writing the story, and he knows where we're headed, knows how to get us ready for it. But anyway, okay, so he's acknowledging this in them. He says, therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. So the persecution didn't stop when Paul and Silas left town. It kept on going. They were having to serve God in the face not only of just, well, we don't like you guys. This is absolute persecution. Some of them were being jailed, put to death, their possessions seized. There were a lot of things that were going on that we hear about in other parts of the world, we hear about in history. We're not so familiar with them here yet. It's coming, folks. That's part of what I believe the Lord wants us to wrap our brains around. Anyway, so Paul is just boasting. These people not only are facing all kinds of circumstances that they didn't choose and wouldn't choose, but they are still putting one foot in front of another. It's not defeating them. They are being stronger in the face of it, okay? And Paul is saying, boy, you want to know what it means to serve the Lord? Look at the fellows over there. Look at the people in Thessalonica. Did you hear what happened to brother so-and-so the other day? And he's faithful and he's looking to God. You need to be like that. Well, wouldn't that be nice if the Lord could point to us and say that? It certainly wouldn't be any credit to us. It would be a credit to him and to his grace and his power. Thank God. All right? So, of course, that raises questions. Is this just going to go on forever? Or is God ever going to put things right? I mean, look at all the evil people doing evil things. Why doesn't God do something about it? Well, don't worry. It says, all of this that we see in your lives is evidence that God's judgment is right. And as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. Folks, worthiness doesn't come from what I am naturally. But I'll tell you, if we're going to truly lay hold of what Jesus accomplished at the cross, we're going to have to lay hold of it 100%. Be 100% identified with him, whatever the cost, whatever comes. And I'll tell you, God's going to be with us to do it. Yes. He doesn't dump that on us and say, figure it out and get your strength up and go for it. But I'll tell you, people who are not willing to stand for Christ, whatever the cost, aren't worthy of this kingdom. It's 100% or it's nothing. All right? That's a message that is just not that clear in America because of the circumstances that we have. It's not so clear cut as to those who serve God and those who don't. It will get that way. Okay? So anyway, here's the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. Don't worry. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to those who are troubled and to us as well. Okay, when's that going to happen? All right. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. You know, he talked about that in the first book. He pictured the time when Christ would be coming with the trumpet and the dead in Christ raised. He moves right straight into the fact that day is going to be a day of destruction for the world. And we're not of those who are asleep and you know, unaware of those things that are coming. The picture God is painting is one that we've painted many times. This all happens as part of one event. It's not he's going to zap people into the thin air, into the ether waves, and make them disappear, and then all of this other stuff's going to unfold, and then he's going to come again. And then, you know, and then and all this huge chart of events, supposed future events, all happens. No, it's going to all happen at the same time, just like it did, as we said many times, in Noah's day and Lot's day. God's going to come, rescue his own, and pour out judgment, and it all happens at the same time. God's going to take care of what's wrong with this world, and there's plenty wrong with it. Right now, he's using it to help prepare us. Because being prepared for all that he has planned has everything to do with our having to stand in this hour and in what goes on in this world. It's absolutely shaping us for something that is eternal. It's worth everything to serve Jesus Christ. Paul, I think this was read maybe in the funeral, I don't know, recently anyway, where Paul said, the things that are happening to me are working for me. They're working not against me, they're working for me, a far more eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, we look at the things which the world can't see. But God can give vision. I don't mean something you can literally see with your eyes, but I mean something that we know in here to be true because he has revealed it. There is that kind of knowledge that's real, folks. God wants everyone to have it that will turn their heart to him. All right? So we see the relief happening to the one and the destruction and justice falling upon the other all in one event. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just a matter of believing it with your head. There's an obedience that follows that demonstrates that, yes, I do really believe it. Faith without works is dead. It's just theory. But God wants everything we believe about him to be translated into our lives. Thank God it all comes from him, doesn't it? Okay? All right. They, speaking now of the wicked, they will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. I was just pondering this morning and thinking about what in the world, with all the thoughts I had, what in the world are we going to call this? But I think the title is probably right in that verse, in those verses, by his power. We need to know what's coming. But God is not wanting to tell us what's coming to make us fearful and think that, oh God, I can't possibly handle this. Everything has to be seen through this lens, by his power.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.